Good morning. It's Monday, April 12th. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. It'll stay hot to start the week. The afternoon high will reach 86, and there's a 30% chance of rain. At night it'll cool down to 68. Let's get things started with vaccines. Looking for a Johnson & Johnson vaccine? If you've served in the U.S. military or are a spouse or caregiver of someone who has, the Miami VA healthcare system is offering doses. The VA will be administering the single-dose COVID-19 vaccine without the need for an appointment in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. Those eligible are veterans, spouses of veterans, caregivers of veterans, or people who receive their healthcare benefits from the Veterans Department. While appointments are not required, they are encouraged. The Miami VA also offers the Moderna vaccine to walk-ins and by appointment. For more on the vaccine campaign in Florida, go to miamiherald.com. In drinking news, got your COVID vaccine? That's good. Now you can celebrate with a shot that's a lot more fun. Lolo's Surf Cantina in Miami Beach has created the La Vacuna Til Mayo cocktails, named for each coronavirus vaccine and available for the next month. The shots are served in plastic syringes. You can shoot them into a cocktail glass filled with ice or straight into your mouth. Lolo's is at 161 Ocean Drive. For more on where to drink and eat around town, go to miami.com. In real estate, Sunny Isles Beach is getting another auto-branded condo behemoth, and you can park your car inside your home in this one too. Bentley Residences will spread 200 residences over 60 stories, all within unit parking spaces for up to 4 cars and an automobile elevator. Each unit will also have its own pool and sauna. According to the South Florida Business Journal, prices will start at somewhere between $4 million and $6 million. The building is scheduled to begin construction in 2023 and completed in 2026. The city already has a Porsche Tower. In sports, Miami Heat guard Victor Oladipo injured his right knee last week and is not traveling with the team during its 4-game West Coast trip this week. The Heat's next game is Tuesday against the Phoenix Suns. Oladipo limped to the Heat locker room in the fourth quarter of Thursday night's win over the Los Angeles Lakers after grabbing his right knee following a dunk. For more on the Heat, go to miamiherald.com/sports. And finally, Disney World has changed its mask rules. Visitors at Walt Disney in Orlando are now permitted to remove their masks to take outdoor photos, though it comes with a few rules. Guests will have to be stationary and maintain appropriate physical distancing. Masks also can be taken off while guests are eating and drinking, but they still must be stationary or in an eating area. That's all for today. For more top stories and subscribe, go to miamiherald.com and stay healthy.